in just one breath, he said, you gotta get up, you gotta get off, you gotta get down, girl. You know you drive me crazy, baby. You've got me turning to another man. Called you on the phone, no one's home. Baby, why leave me all alone? And if it wasn't for the music, I don't know what I'd do. Yeah. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song.
I've always been interested in disco and especially the reaction it causes in people. Even though I have not experienced the age of disco myself, because it was when I was very little, I've always been very interested in how somehow our body remembers it or somehow connects to it. So when we hear that kind of music, we somehow let go and we move in a different way than any other kind of music.
这个主题可以去探索。
Argao began his training in traditional Chinese dance before winning a scholarship to study modern and contemporary dance in Hong Kong.
As contemporary Chinese people, the way we use and we allow ourselves to use our body is still very restricted. There is no space for improvisation or freestyling. We somehow execute it as precisely as we can. There are a lot of taboo areas around the pelvis, so that if you shake or if you wave in a certain way, it's still somehow perceived as obscene or not decent. And it's something that comes from way back, but we are still influenced by it. While in disco, somehow all of these limits, all of these restrictions break. You can see that it leaves a lot of room for freedom of movement, the way people use their hips, the way they follow the rhythm with their whole body. It's a very free kind of moving and exploring the possibilities of your body, as opposed to the very codified, very strict codes of contemporary dance.
His one-man show, Discoteca, sees Argao donning an elongated disco ball hat. It sends glistening lights across the stage and ceiling, giving the audience the sensation of a 70s, 80s nightclub dance floor.
If you go back 30 years, going out to a club for dancing, it was still a not decent thing, especially for single people or for married people, even worse. To dress up and put on some perfume and going dancing, it was something that, you know, immoral people would do. It was not morally solid. That's why at that time to have the black lights, so the moment where you turn down all the lights and there is just a disco ball, at that point people could finally somehow leave outside a lot of restriction and a lot of, yeah, moral judgments and somehow be themselves, express themselves differently.
Using video projections of 80s disco performances, The show captures a brief moment in Chinese history when repression gave way to physical but also cultural liberation.
The mid to late 80s in China was a period of great openness. The open door policy just kicked in and foreign cultural things started coming in. And there was interest and there was experimentation and there was this will of trying out new, fascinating and somehow exotic things. So people started to express themselves through clothing, through music, through drinking coffee, which was a very exotic thing to do. It all happened in those years.
But that openness was to come to an abrupt end with the events of Tiananmen Square in 1989. Hundreds of protesting students were killed by the military in what came to be known as the June the 4th massacre. The window of free self-expression slammed shut, and Chinese dance returned to being more stylized and controlled. Nevertheless, the seeds sown by his parents' generation left their legacy in Argao and his peers.
We were trained in traditional Chinese dance, so a lot of attention was paid to make each and every movement as gracious and elegant as possible. And then by the time I was a teenager, me and a group of other kids, we started going secretly to the disco. And then it was a huge breakthrough because you see all kinds of people dancing and they're somehow dancing not following the traditional way or not trying so hard to look elegant. And then also with other classmates, we would go in some classroom and play some music, turn off the lights and dance all together.
With Discoteca, Argao seeks to describe how Western disco music managed to penetrate Chinese culture.
We found this version of YNCA, which I use in the performance, which is sang by a children choir. Talking with the producer, who's Italian, he told me that somehow YMCA, it's a gay anthem. It's a gay, you know, international anthem. And so we thought, you know, how is it for somebody in Europe or in the West to listen this sang by a children choir? Because, you know, it's the same tune, but in a completely different context. And this shifting of the context is interesting.
What did you think?
It's a show that I found bizarre, but probably because I didn't understand all the elements that are in the show. And there are a lot of elements, something very familiar and something very unknown or exotic or very far away from our aesthetic.
There are some ideas good, for example, the transmission of feelings of the choreograph and also the lights and also the music.
I think it was a very interesting performance, a meeting between two cultures. Probably it was difficult for me to understand completely the show, but you know, when he was alone in the scene with light and the mirror ball in his head, there was a kind of magic, a different magic of the other Italian or European shows.
While disco came in via Hong Kong, as a young man, Argao came out via the same route. Having returned to live in his hometown of Guangzhou, Argao now feels comfortable expressing himself both personally and artistically in modern mainland China. And even if he says acceptance is widespread today, The Discoteca project has given him the chance to explore a time in China when all those ideas were only just starting to be unwrapped. Danny Mitzman for DW in Bologna.